Of Job, chapter 1, verses 13 through 19. This is the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 13 through 19. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. They have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I am only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The Chaldeans made out three bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And only I am escaped alone to tell thee.
Tonight we're going to look at the value of suffering. As we look at that scripture reading, we could surely say, how is there value in suffering? Everything that Job went through, everything that he had seemed to be taken away. We look at that and how heartbreaking it was. We need to understand that there is value in suffering. When we look at suffering, usually we ask the question, why me? Why am I going through these things? Why am I suffering? Why me? Instead, we need to look at what could be the value of the things that we go through. We will look for reasons why this suffering may be happening in our life. We will go as far as to start blaming others for the suffering. And sadly, some will even blame God for the suffering that they are going through. When we look at Job and we see the things that he dealt with, we are going to see that there is value. There's some value in suffering. When we think of this concept, it is kind of hard to say that, yes, there's value in suffering. No one wants to look at the value of what is going on to me. They just are wondering, why is this happening to me? Nobody wants to experience suffering. But if it's going to happen, it is good to know that is what it brings forth. And tonight we are going to look at what suffering does bring forth. Suffering brings forth learning. Suffering brings forth endurance. And suffering brings forth increased faith. When we look at suffering, it brings forth learning. Suffering builds character. Our childhood was full of suffering. Sadly, most of us don't remember that, and that's probably a good thing. You see, when we learn to walk, how many times did we fall down? We don't know. But we would walk and try to walk and take a step and fall down and walk and fall down. We'd fall down numerous times. But eventually, each one of us here, I've seen you walk in tonight. So you learned how to walk. So there's learning in suffering. Now, we don't remember that because we were at a young age. But we learned also that when we touch something that's hot, there's consequences for our actions. There's consequences for the things that we do that other things will happen to us. We learned from disobedience that there's also consequences to our actions. The prodigal son learned this very lesson from the suffering the suffering. He went out and he thought, you know what, this is going to be great. I'm going to go and live my life for myself now. Until he lost everything. Until he had nothing and he was looking and feeding the hogs. And realized that he needed to repent. Needed to go back home and be a servant for his father. You see, the prodigal son learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Suffering can also help us in our future. If we learn to deal with the minor things, as suffering will help us when we have suffering in the future. It helps us to be patient through suffering. It helps us to have a good attitude while we're suffering. It helps us not to rely on ourselves, but rely on others, and maybe even more, rely on God. When we look at the value of suffering, we see that sometimes even tragedy can help us develop some of the most treasured traits. Bravery, heroism, self-sacrifice flourish, in most cases, in less than perfect circumstances. Jesus learned. Even Jesus had to learn obedience from the things which he suffered. Hebrews 5 and verse 8. Suffering also helps us to learn. It helps warn of larger problems. Maybe we're having a heart problem or chest pains, and it could be a warning sign for later. Maybe we're having a heart attack. Headaches could be a sign of neurological problems. Physical ailments could help us to go seek medical help. Spiritual ailments should help us to seek after God and His Word. Some discomfort or suffering should promote change in our life. When we look at these sufferings, we need to maybe make some changes in our life. Suffering from being overwhelmed with projects could help us not to procrastinate. There are different things that we do in our life that we should learn from our mistakes. Some of those mistakes may cause us suffering, and we need to learn from them. And then as we learn from our suffering, it'll make us wiser. Suffering can lead us to wisdom if we learn from it. Suffering, as Job did and his friends, you see, they needed wisdom. See, Job sought out the wisdom of his friends, and they were all around looking for why this stuff is happening. Instead of actually comforting him and saying, Job, we're here for you. Like, throughout the book of Job, that is what they're doing, is trying to figure out what Job did wrong. And Job is proclaiming his innocence most of the time. And we see here in this scripture that Job suffered. He suffered a lot. Job and his friends were too concerned with the question of why Job was suffering instead of how to handle it. In Proverbs 1 and verse 5, it says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will require wise counsel. The problem with the counsel, the people that Job was seeking after, they did not have, they were wise in their understanding of the worldly things, but not godly things. They were not wise into the wisdom, had the wisdom of God. Job thought that God had become the enemy because of the suffering, and he thought it was from the wrath of God. When we look at suffering, suffering can bring out the best in people, and it can bring out the worst in people. Job thought he had good friends until they turned on him. When you suffer, you can learn truly who your friends are. Paul used God's word to comfort Timothy. we can use God's word to comfort other people. Job's friend lacked wisdom because they should have listened to Job and comforted him. Those who comfort others have an understanding of pain. If you would, turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. It said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for our consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same suffering which he also suffered. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that you are partakers of the suffering, so also you will partake of the consolation." When we look at this, we know that we can be comforted by the scriptures, comforted by others, and we can endure our comfort, our tribulation that we're going through by these things, by the scriptures, by the comfort of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Suffering is fruitless unless we learn from it and gain wisdom from it. Suffering also brings forth endurance, perseverance. Each time we overcome a trial, it gives us strength to overcome the next. When we look at that, let's look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 5 says this, And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man one will die, yet perhaps a good man someone would even dare to die. When we look at this, we see that there is comfort in Scripture, that we can know that our suffering, the suffering that happens in our life, produces perseverance. Albert Einstein said, "It is not that I am smart, it's just that I stay with the problem longer." You know, we go through different things in our life, and we need to learn from them. We need to take that time and endure that and get through it, push through it. And a saying, and I know it was when I played football, no pain, no gain. When you're in the weight room, if you're not feeling the pain and the burn, you're not gaining strength. You know, sometimes when we go through trials and tribulations in our life, we need to feel the pain so we get stronger. We need to persevere. Perseverance is failing 19 times and succeeding the 20th. The 19th time you fall can hurt, but you push towards accomplishing your goal. Hebrews 12:1-3 says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangled us. Let us run with endurance the race which is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider whom he has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. We need to not grow weary and lose heart in our faith, in our walk with God. And sometimes trials and tribulations can knock us down and make us think otherwise, make us think and lose heart. But we need to look then at the cross, at what Jesus done for us, and know that he went through that because he loved us. And know that love that he shed for us can give us that endurance to get through the problems we have. As we look through those things a little bit this morning, we saw that Jesus overcome the world. That Jesus overcame the world, and we are not to live of the world. We live in the world, but not of the world. This is not our home. And we need to endure the things that we go through. James 5 and verse 11, we count those blessed who endured. Those who heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealing, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. Job was blessed physically. Job was blessed because he endured. We will be blessed spiritually, an eternal reward because of the things that we endure. We must remain faithful. Suffering also brings forth increased faith, growing spiritually. We all want to grow spiritually. I think that is our goal. I think that is what we want to do. It should be. But some will say that we don't want to suffer, but we want to grow. Suffering can help us to grow spiritually. James pointed out that suffering has the perfect result, being perfect and complete. He said, consider it joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let the endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfected and complete, lacking in nothing. Looking to God and to self, suffering brings that increased faith by not looking for myself to solve some of these problems. Looking to God. Look at what Job did. If you would, turn back to Job chapter 1. I kind of wanted to stop the scripture reading at verse 19. Because I wanted to come back to it here. Look at what happened when Job found out all about this. What was his reaction? Look, Job said, Job arose, tore his robes, shaved his head, fell to the ground, and worshiped. You know, of all the things that Job could have done at that point in time, when he hears all this bad news, he turned to God and worshiped God. He worshiped him. And he said this, naked I have come from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we look at this, we look at the suffering that he went through, all those things that he lost that were dear to him, his children. Turned to God and worshiped. Turned to God to worship. And we think of Peter and John when they were in jail and they received the beatings before speaking out. They praised God that they were worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. The things that we go through, we need to, especially because we are Christians, we need to praise God. We need to worship him and know that we have a better outcome later. Know that there is, through our endurance of our faith in God, in Jesus Christ, that we have hope. We have a hope of a better day. We have a hope of being with God forever and eternity. See, we need to look forward to that. We need to press forward instead of looking backward. Sometimes we look and say, oh, I remember that. And I remember how bad it was. And you still have that hurt inside of you. But we do need to look back. And yeah, as long as we're learning from it, to push forward. Paul said, I press onward to the goal, the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if anything, you have a different attitude, God will reveal that to you also. However, let us keep living by the same standards by which we attained, pressing forward to our goal. Our goal is to have a home in heaven, to be with our Savior, to be with God for eternity. Let us remember that, yeah, we don't always like to suffer. We don't always like to go through the things and challenging things that happen in our life. Let us learn that there is value in suffering at times. That we can learn from these sufferings. We can then have wisdom. We can learn and have increased endurance. And we can have increased faith. Why look at suffering? Why should we look at suffering? Because it is the devil's tool. We see it here with Job. It is a tool of the devil to try to knock us down, to try to get us to curse God and say whatever, to say that there is no God. There's a tool. It's a tool of the devil. It's a tool of the non-believer. The non-believer, the atheists say that there is no God because of the evil, pain, and suffering that goes on in this world. This is why we need to look at it. We need to understand if there is a God, that they would say, why is there evil? Why is there suffering? We need to know that there is a God. We need to know that things happen. We need to know that when going through them, we need to find a value in it. We need to look at these things and know that we have that better home, as we talked about, in heaven. Maybe you're going through some things in your life that you don't know what to do. Turn to God, and He will give you your strength. Maybe you're here and you're not a Christian. I encourage you to become a Christian. Follow the pattern that's written in Scripture. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Confess that. Repent of your sins and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Maybe you've been unfaithful. Come back to God. Get your life right today. Don't leave here without doing so. If we can help you, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.